You're listening to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, episode number 100.
ロスジャパポッドキャストエピソード100番をお送りします。
Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we're two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish.
こんにちは、ロスジャパことロストインジャパングリッシュのポッドキャストへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちがまぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で日頃体験する文化や言葉の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。
So can you believe it? We are recording our 100th episode.
So yeah.そうです。今回は記念すべき第100回目のエピソードとなります。
Okay, so today for our 100th episode、mm-hmm. We thought we'd share a little bit more about our history in terms of Yakko and myself and、mm-hmm. sort of what kind of brought us up to this podcast
ですね、まあ、100回目のポッドキャストを記念して今日はちーちゃんとYakkoについてそしてポッドキャストをやるに至るまでの話をちょっとしていきたいと思います。
So our history goes way 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 back. 、So I think we should start at the beginning.
はいはいはい。
Where we met. So I think we met in 1982.
82になるか。はいはい。
So we are 1 year apart. So I think I was 5 years old、うん、and you were 6 years old.
そう、本当昔だね。やっこが6歳で、ちーちゃん5歳で。
So we're really true 幼なじみ。
Yes, yes, 本当なんだよね。
I love that word. There's not really an equivalent word in English of 幼なじみ, which means like a friend from childhood.
ないんだ、幼なじみってこと。
Yeah, like there's not an exact word that fits perfectly.
そうそうそうそう。
But we met in the States, I think, just to clarify. We met mm-hmm. in the United States. We were both on swim team together.Together, and our parents were friends. だよね。
そう。ちーちゃんもヤクも水泳をやってて、その同じスイミングクラブで会って、で、やっぱ日本人同士だから親も知り合いになって、子供たちもお友達になったって感じだよね。きっとね。
Yeah. And you know, I think we should clarify too that our parents, of course, are Japanese. They came here with us, with the children, for work-related purposes.
ね、うんうんうん。ちーちゃんの家族もうちの家族もお父さんの仕事でアメリカに渡って、でまあよくやったよね。どっちもさ、ちっちゃい子二人を抱えてやってきてるんだよね。知らない国に、ネットのない時代に。
Isn't that crazy to think about? Like before cell phones. I mean, when long distance calling was ridiculously expensive, so you had to write letters.
そうそうそうそうそうそうそう。もうなんか電報とか手紙とかの時代だよね。本当電話も高かったし、国際電話なんて。
Yeah.
で、いくらね、その海外に赴任してとはいえさ、そんなリッチなわけじゃないからさ、国際電話なんかそんな頻繁にかけてらんないもんね。
Yeah. I mean, and when I think about it from that perspective, I'm just like, my parents were crazy adventurous.
そうそう、いや、よくやったなって。その当時はさ、そんなこと、まあ、考えたこともないけど、今思うとよく頑張ってくれたなって思うよ。
Yeah. But as a result, we both ended up here in the States, and that's how we met. And we went to a regular American school, meaning elementary school, and we also went to Japanese school on Saturdays.
そうそうそうそう。今だとさ、日本人学校補習校もフルタイムであるんだって。だけど、ヤコたちって普通のアメリカの現地の学校行ってたもんね。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.、Mm. And now there's like international schools. There's so many different options、yeah. now.、Mm-hmm. But back in the day, it was like regular school for us、mm-hmm. and then Japanese school on Saturdays.、Mm-hmm. And then we also did、yeah. 中心教育。
そうだよ、もう。よく子供たちも頑張ったなって思うよ。そんな二つも学校、現地の学校行って、補習校行って、
yeah.
はい、通信教育やって。
Yep. And then we swam, and then we took piano lessons, and then, right, like, all the 習い物もあって。
I know. That's
It was crazy times.
Crazy.
But, yeah, I think the thing that really made our experience unique、mm. was there was always this intention to move back to Japan. Right? As opposed to some of my friends who are from various countries that moved to the States to live in the States forever. ちょっとさ、I think it affects the way you raise your kids, right?
確かに。当然、そのいつかは日本に戻るっていうのは親の頭の中にはあって、でだから通信教育とか、mm-hmm. 日本人補習校行ってたんだろうけど、
yeah.
まあ子供ヤクは実際にさこうアメリカから日本に帰ってきますよとか言われた時あのえー、って感じだったもんね。
So you were 11?
I was 11, yeah.
Okay.
I just turned 11.
Okay, because you, I think you were in fifth grade.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, so, and so, I was so. In fourth grade. So we actually went to the same elementary school, even though we were in different grades. So we were like constantly together. It was like American school, we were together. Japanese school, we were together. Yes. Swim meets, we were together. Swim practice, we were together. So there was a lot of time. I mean, like the with Masako, my older sister, the three of us were like a sister group.
Yes, I mean, you're basically my sister.
Yeah.
だからさ、常に一緒にいるから、基本的にもう兄弟になっちゃってね。
はい、yeah. So, I remember when you were slated to return back to the motherland.
そう、え、覚えてる?その時って。Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was like, oh my gosh, like it was like somebody tearing my family apart.
I know, yeah, そうそうそうそうそう。聞いた時あまりのショックだったんだろうね。こうその時の状況ってあんまり覚えてなくてさ、
mm-hmm.
It was too shocking for me. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that we were going to go back or there was an intention to go back because 普通になんか自分はアメリカ人だと思ってたからさ、
はいはいはいはい、
その感覚なくてで最初なんか帰るかもしれないって言われたのかな。
Mm-hmm.
それかもう決まってたのか、
mm-hmm.
もう本当 I blacked out I think and I don't remember your reaction. Or Ma-chan's reaction.
Yeah, well, I remember like various people starting to go back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the friends that we knew and like they would be moving back to Japan and, you know, mm-hmm. and I knew that that was a possibility for everybody mm-hmm. and a likelihood actually mm-hmm. for us. Mm-hmm. So I remember just feeling scared a lot about it. And so when it happened to you, like I was not only sad that you were leaving, but like the fear really hit me because I was like, oh my gosh, it's happening to Yako. It's gonna be me next, you know? And like, because it seems scary to go to a country where none of my friends are. You know what I mean? Like,
そういうことか。
Yeah. I mean, obviously I was born there, but I had never lived there. And it was a frightening thought to have to move back into a place that I didn't know.
ちーちゃん、ちゃんとそういう意識があって怖いっていう感覚があったんだね。いや、やこね、正直なかったんだよ。I really didn't think that.That would happen to me. I was like, ね、mm-hmm. 確かにその日本人学校とか行ってるとさ、
はい、
どんどん帰っていく人もいたけど、mm-hmm. まあ自分たちは違うもんなっていう。
Oh,
なんか勝手な、yeah. So I didn't really have the fear until it happened.
Okay.
とにかくちーちゃんとまーちゃんと離れ離れになっちゃうっていうのは、
yeah.
かなりでかかったよ、ね。
Right. And like my mom would say things like, oh, you're gonna see her again. And I'm like,How? When? Like, this is not internet days. This is not, right? Like, I couldn't fathom how that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, I think we wrote to each other, but very infrequently. So we saw each other maybe every 3, 4, 5 years just for like a visit.
そうだね。なんか、3年5年もう10年ぶりに会うとかそういうのもあったからね。
Yeah. And, you know, obviously when you're 10 and 11 years old,That concept is really hard to grasp.
いやもう本当だよ。本当に、そのどうや会えるよとか言われたけど、どうやって会うんだよって確かに思ったし。Yeah, and
I think it was traumatic. It was traumatic for you. It was traumatic for me.
Yeah, basically it was just traumatic.
It's like we had trauma of separating and moving back and all that kind of stuff. So then you were in Japan, and so you went to.中学校?
まあ、小学校。
小学校も出た。
うん。
Okay.
そうそうそう。小学校5年生だったね、やっぱり。
Okay.
1年東京にいて、その後すぐ引っ越して千葉だったから。
Okay.
I went to two elementary schools in Japan as well.
Okay.
And then junior high school.
And you went to a special, like an English specific high school, is that right?
本当ね。It wasn't...A international school. It was a regular private Japanese high school. However, my major was English
okay.
at that time.
Yeah. Okay. Because I just went through, you know, regular American school. Because I stayed in the States and mm-hmm. I went through regular middle school and high school. Mm-hmm. But I quit Nihonjin Gakko, I think, after middle school. So I didn't go to Nihonjin Gakko during my high school years.
Yeah, Nihonjin Gakko だってさ、週1回で日本のやってるやつをやろうとするわけだからさ、
yeah.
なかなかついていけないよ
ね。I know, I think at that point I was so far behind because there was very few of us that were at Nihonjin Gakko from 幼稚園, right?
はいはいはい。
幼稚園からずっと行ってる人ってほとんどいなかったから、it was just a few of us、
oh.
and we were like horrible because we were just so far behind.
ああ、なるほどね。でも仲間がいたんだね。そういう人たちはね。
Yeah, but like two or three people. Like there were very few people. Most of the people had moved back and then new people had moved to the States, you know. So it was like kind of this always flowing influx of new students. But then, of course, they're like way, way ahead of us in terms of their studies and stuff. So.
わかったよ。あの、ヤコは帰ってきて、I was thrown into a regular local Japanese elementary school. It wasn't an international school だったし、もういきなりそこだったから、
yeah.
It was just so different.
Oh my gosh.
もうみんながその感じだよね。もう先に進んじゃってる人しかいなくて、I felt so stupid.
Yeah. Oh gosh, I can relate to that for sure. Because, you know, I finished high school in the States and then I went to college and I did a study abroad in Japan for 1 year. And at that point, I took some time off of college and it took me a while to finish college. I think I was 23 when I did the study abroad in Tokyo. And I had studied Japanese, I think, for one quarter or maybe two quarters at my college to qualify for the study abroad. But mostly I just wanted to live in Tokyo for a year. And so so I had taken a couple classes and it was weird because like there were things where I was like my language skills were clearly higher than the fourth year level in some ways. But like some of my kanji levels were lower. Like it was like a wonky thing because I didn't learn Japanese in the academic curriculum way. But when I was in Japan, during that year, you know, I still had Japanese citizenship. Obviously, my name is Japanese. Obviously, I look Japanese. So most people would just assume, right? I'm just futsu no nihonjin. And I could tell the point in which they realized, like, oh, this girl's a little dumb.
Yeah, ne, so 思われちゃうよね。
Yeah, and I was like, wow, that's very humbling.
いや、見た目が日本人、名前もね、もう完全に日本人、もちろん血も日本人だからさ。
Yeah.
だけど。
But I'd be like, oh, この漢字が読めないとか。
Yeah, because I remember that year was fun for me. I mean, it was really nice for me when you came to Japan. We didn't actually live together because of my financial status. I couldn't afford living with you, but we hung out together, right? Mm-hmm. And,こうどっか買い物に行ってさ、ちーちゃんが名前とか住所とか書くとか言うときにさ、どうしようみたいな感じになってたの。
I would always go into panic if I had to fill out forms.
そうそうそう。
Because I wasn't sure like what some of the boxes were.
え、どういうこと？
漢字が読めないと、I didn't know what it said, so then I didn't know how to fill it out.
ああ、そういうこと。
And then I would have to ask, and then I would feel really stupid.
いやーもうね、わかるよ。ある期間は基本的にもう自分はバカだと思われてるなっていうのをずっと耐えなきゃいけないよね。
Yeah. Yeah. That's an interesting skill to develop.
I think so.
I think it's important. I think so. Like that you're okay. It's okay if people think I'm a complete idiot, right? Like I had to accept that because otherwise it would have been a miserable year for me. But
So.
Do you remember once when we went I don't know if I've told the story on the podcast where we went karaokeing and there were a couple of guys who came and knocked on our door.
Hi.
And they were like flirting with us and we were chatting and they one of the guys asked me like, "Showa nan ne?" And I didn't know.
日本人でしょ、自分の生まれた年が昭和とかでわかんないって。
I know, I did not know what Showa year I was born in. This is how we count years in Japan as opposed to like, you know, 1977, which is like when I was born. So it was like one of those moments where they were kind of like, what is wrong with this girl?
そう、あったね。ポッドキャストで話したかどうかも忘れちゃったけど、ちーちゃんがそれ分かんなくなっちゃってたの覚えてる。It's like, there were a lot of moments like that, though.
Yes, yes.
And I still experience those kind of moments where I don't understand like a really basic Japanese term mm-hmm. where they only come up in like everyday life mm-hmm. and you don't really learn it academically みたいな単語とかさ、わかんない時あるんだよね。Mm-hmm. で、え、なんでわかんないのみたいな、ちょっとバカにされちゃうみたいな。
はいはいはい、はい。
もう、I can laugh at it now, but、mm-hmm. 昔はちょっとムッとしてた時もあったから、
ね。Yeah, I understand. And so one of my funny...jokes that I often say is like if I get something wrong or if I don't know something I'll always say oh English is my second language because technically it is it's my more dominant language but technically it's my second language
I am so going to use that I think I already do though 外国で育ったからみたいな感じでは言うよねやっぱりその感覚がわかんないとかさ常識の話されると、mm-hmm. like common sense の話をされると、mm-hmm. いやそれよくわかんないんだよねみたいな But when I don't agree with that, I always use that, or I would say that I was brought up outside of Japan.
Yeah. Well, okay, going back to the timeline then. So after you had moved to Japan, we both went to school separately in our...I went to the school in the States. You were going to school in Japan. And then in 2000, 2001, I lived in Tokyo. We hung out for that year together. And then eventually I moved back to the States to finish college. And during that time, there was maybe a couple few visits that we visited each other in the States or in Japan. And then it was, I think, through those conversations in which we were like, we should start a podcast.
So.
Because we would have so many interesting conversations about this weird place that we live in between Japan and the US.
そうなんだよね。多分、だいたいちーちゃんが今言った通り、あの大学とか行って、まあ、日本で交換留学して、つって帰って行って、はい、で、そのね、前後から、ちーちゃんと、まあ、日本で会うなり、シアトルで会うなりしたときに、こういう話を普段からしてたんだよね。
Because nobody else I know experienced it in the way that we did. Like, I feel like you get it.
I know. そう。しかも、ヤコも結構日本だとさ、帰国子女っていっぱいいるんだよね。だけど、やっぱみんないた国も違うし、いる長さも違うから。
I think your age matters too, a big deal.
Yes, definitely. So, for me, you and Ma-chan are the people that understand. And I needed that desperately な時があって。
So I, you know, I think some of us struggled more with it than others too, and and through some of the challenges, we came up with this idea of starting a podcast of Lost in Japanglish, and thus this podcast was born.
そうです。ね、普段から日本であったりシアトルであったりした時に、ちーちゃんとまーちゃんとそういう話をしていく中で、ね、ポッドキャストを始めてみたらどうかなっていう話になって。
Yes. So a lot of people think that we actually are in a room together doing this podcast, but in fact, Yasuko is in Japan and I am in the US in Seattle. And so we do this through the interwebs.
そうです。そうなんです。うちの母親も、そう思ってたんだけど、同じ部屋で喋ってる感じがするって言われて、まあ当然ね、ヤコは日本にいて、ちーちゃんアメリカにいるわけだから、そういうわけではなくて、ネットの時代だからできることだよね。
So that's a little bit of our history together and how we became friends and our journey and where the Lost in Japanglish concept really came from.
そうですね。今日話してきたのは、まあ、ちーちゃんとヤコの歴史。そんな大それたものじゃないんですけれども、友達になって、まあ、このポッドキャストをやるに至るまでのところをちょっと話してみました。
Yeah. So if you guys have questions for us about our experience or if you have similar experiences to share, we'd love to hear from you. Please hit us up on Instagram or Facebook.
はい、ぜひぜひ皆さん、ちーちゃんやヤッコそれぞれに対する質問などなどありましたら、あるいは同じような体験をしている人いましたら、ぜひぜひいろんな話聞きたいと思いますので、Facebook やインスタでもシェアしてみてください。
So thank you so much for celebrating our 100th episode with us. We're so excited for this big milestone. We hope that you'll continue to join us on Lost in Japanglish. We look forward to talking to you all next week.
はい、そうですね。 この100回目のポッドキャストを一緒に祝ってくださって、皆様ありがとうございます。これからも、いろんな話をしていきたいと思いますので、皆さんもぜひお付き合いいただけたらと思います。それではまた来週。
バイバイ。Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and don't forget to subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we greatly appreciate your raving review. For more Lost in Japan English, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And if you have a topic you'd like us to cover or a question, hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening and we look forward to seeing you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか?面白いと感じていただけたら、ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方は星をつけていただいたり、レビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねを押して応援をお願いいたします。取り上げてほしいテーマやご質問などありましたら、ぜひぜひお便りください。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。